Hey, how you doing? This is Wade with Wade for Wireless, wadeforwireless.com. Today, I want to talk about free the LTE small cells, specifically free the LTE indoor small cells. I don't ever see the carriers giving up anything outdoors. They want complete control over that, and I get it. But what I want to talk about is asking the carriers to free the indoor small cells for letting the VARs and the contractors install it, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But first, I want to thank Tower Safety, towersafety.com, all one word. They're based in Phoenix, Arizona. You can call them 480-313-0678, and they have all your tower safety, tower training, tower rescue needs. They have your OSHA training. And it's geared towards, obviously, tower crews. They'll soon have drone training. So that's coming up, I believe, in December. I got to check on the schedule for that. And the other thing I want to do is let you know that I have my wireless deployment handbook out there. That's right. Wireless deployment handbook, the LTE, small cells, C-RAN, and DAS edition. Because I talk about all aspects of wireless deployment, specifically carrier deployment. But I also talk about, you know, I focus on small cells and C-RAN and DAS. Let's get on to it. Free the LTE indoor small cells. Set them free. Free as can be. And why do I say that? Here's the deal. Carriers tend to control small cells with an iron grip. And I get that because it's their network, their system. And they go through a lot of, there's a lot of work. I'm just trying to think how to word it. There's a lot of work that goes into getting them onto the system. But first, I just want to tell you why I'm saying this. The other day, I heard an interview, Sean Kenny of RCR Wireless. I say RCR Wireless, but anyway, of RCR, used to be RCR Magazine. But anyway, Sean Kenny did an interview on YouTube with Jonathan Adelstein, the CEO of PCIA. He's under the impression, Jonathan Adelstein. Mr. Adelstein is under the impression that the carriers shouldn't have to pay for DAS anymore. And I get that. He says, DAS, here's my take. This is my opinion, what I got out of it. Basically, DAS is a utility, like electric, like water. It's a utility. The water company doesn't pay to put the plumbing in your building or your house, or the electric company, excuse me, the electric company doesn't pay to run the wires in your house, right? In fact, you pay them for service, which is what the carriers want to do. They see it as a utility. And I got to be honest with you. I don't know if any of you listen to President Obama, but he basically says the same thing. You know, wireless is a utility. In fact, he's trying to give it away. Not real popular with our business when you give things away, but it is popular when the government pays for it, when anybody pays for deployment, because we all like to deploy, right? We all want to make money at this. That's a commonality. Whether you're putting in Wi-Fi, whether you're putting in LTE, CDMA, anything. The whole goal here is for us to build our businesses. So I'm just being honest, okay? We obviously want good coverage and everything so these thousands of people can get on Facebook no matter where they're at or get on Periscope or something like that. So what I want to do is I want to come up with a plan that the carriers could free the indoor small cells. And the reason is they already do it with home cells or small office and home office cells. These are very small femto cells. Most femto cells plug into, say, just for an example, your cable modem. They plug into your cable modem. They're plug and play. They give you instant coverage, say, within that building, you know, 200 square feet, 400 square feet. And look at T-Mobile cell spot. T-Mobile, what they did was brilliant. They put in this cell spot, and then they basically are going to give anyone coverage. Very similar to what Comcast did with Xfinity and what they did with their wireless routers, which you pay for. Comcast figured out a way to get paid to put a hotspot in your house because they, you know, you have to rent the cable modem. But they have Wi-Fi cable modems. But what they did was you can not only put your own ESSID on them, they have their Xfinity ESSID. So anyone that comes by your house, and if your coverage leaks outside, they can use your backhaul, and then who looks good? Comcast Xfinity looks good. I mean, no one's thanking you. I mean, no one came up to my house and thanked me. I have Comcast Xfinity. Can you tell? My point is, it's coverage that they put out for free, and I think T-Mobile's going to follow the same model. I think, you know, I got to tell you, T-Mobile's making some brilliant moves here lately with that. They're still building. They're still building out. They're densifying. They're doing everything that Sprint said they were going to do, but Sprint didn't do anything yet. So I give kudos to T-Mobile. Plus, T-Mobile now, what is it, 30 or 40% of their network has voice over LTE, VoLTE, which is freaking awesome. Anyway, I digress. I apologize. Let me get back to the point here. The point is, I want the carriers to free the indoor small cells. And when I say indoor, typically I mean enterprise. They already freed the small home small cell. So why not just take it a step farther? Why not free the indoor small cells for enterprise and building coverage? Now, what I mean by free is, I don't mean give them away, okay? That's not what I mean by that. What I mean is take it out from under your control and let, say, contractors, vendors, VARs, installers put it in. Make sure it's designed properly and come up with a process. And I'll get into that in a minute, but that's what I mean. See, the carriers have this control over them, and I get it, because they're worried about interference. They're worried about handoffs. They have a lot of things to worry about, but let's face it. We're in a day and age when plug and play is expected. Don't you expect when you plug something in like a cable modem to your house, it works? I mean, you may have to call, but you should be able to call and get it up that quickly. I really feel that way with the enterprise small cells. Why aren't we there yet? Honestly. I mean, what are you waiting for these buildings to get indoor coverage? I know it's going to bleed outside. Figure it out. That's what I'm saying. You know, after listening to that interview with Mr. Edelstein, of the CEO of PCIA, and Sean Kenny, why not just take it a step farther? Because small cells are going to be an integral part of DAS systems. The other thing is, now, Alcatel-Lucent just came out with a low-power radio head that interfaces with a common interface. It's CPRI, Common Public Radio Interface. And they came out with a simpler way to do it. So now any DAS system can put a low-power radio head. You don't need all the attenuators, the cooling, the big closet. Supposedly, it'll make everything smaller. Small cell's the same concept, right? You put in a 5-watt unit, bam, you got coverage in the building. And you can, if you want to put in a DAS system and have that be the head end, do it. But do it. You know, free it up. See, one thing that they didn't bring up in that interview is that when you put in a DAS system, if you put in like an E-Node B, now I'm talking LTE, okay, folks? LTE is a complete digital system. I'm not talking just putting BDAs in. I'm talking actually a full-blown DAS system where a lot of times you have to really work with the carrier, because the carrier has to integrate the system, but there has to be a better way. We have to come up with a better way. And my solution would be to have small cells connect and put them in just very similar to the way you do a femto cell. You know, have a SON system, S-O-N, self-organizing network or self-optimizing network, depends what you're doing with it. But have it go back to a server where it can actually assign an IP address, set it up for that specific carrier. Now, the carrier is still going to have to control the process. But I think VARs, value-added resellers, that's what I'm calling a VAR here. Usually a VAR does the engineering and the installation. Have them do it. I mean, the carriers, they want to get out of this, but they set up a system where they can't get out. So let's set up a process where they get out of it and they let a VAR do it. Now, the VAR is going to have to be trained by the OEM to install that specific equipment, but they're also going to have to be vetted by the carrier, so the carrier just doesn't have some small TV shop that doesn't know what they're doing putting it in. Nothing against TV shops. Fixing the old-time TVs is hard. I think what they need is actually to set up a system where they can do it without having complete control. You know, they need to be able to free up the small cell, let the VAR do it, and then they need to have an optimization system that'll clean it up, okay? This is all digital DAS, LTE DAS. Small cells are going to play a big part. That's how it's going to go. So when they made that statement, when the CEO of PCIA made the statement about having other people do it and not having the carriers pay for it, you'd better be prepared to let go. You'd better be prepared to let the installers do it, to let the building owners pay for it, to let the business owners pay for it. That's what you're going to have to do. It's going to be hard for them to give up control. Now, I know that SpiderCloud basically has their whole model built on this. So SpiderCloud, they already have a model like this. I think Alcatel-Lucent does too. But I know the other one I was thinking of, AT&T, I think, works with other teams to put it in, but they still control the whole thing. I go back to T-Mobile. I think the way they're handing out femto cells and putting it common for everybody, I mean, they're expanding their network basically for the price of that box, which I would assume is well under $100. And for the price of shipping, or you have to pick it up at a store. I think it's brilliant. Saves a lot of money, and it gets things out there, and it's plug and play. That's what the carriers should do. So the process they have to come up with is quite simple. One, they have to make it plug and play for that specific region. Two, the radio has to be able to auto-config the neighbor list. So it has to have GPS or some way to get the location in. Three, after it's in, you have power control. Four, I put this as four, but get the VAR certified. Really, that should be number one. You should have a certified VAR putting it in. And the reason I say that, because once you get past all that, you're probably going to have it integrate or commission. So the VAR is going to have to integrate it. And that's going to be part of it. So now, The final thing is monitor the PMC data. That's how you're going to optimize. Let the VAR build your system. Let the VAR install it. Let the VAR do all the work. All you have to do is have a server set up. I know there's more to it. I know all you guys in the network are rolling your eyes, but let the VAR go out and do all the field work. Have your people internally just monitor, control, and optimize. And I would monitor the PCMD data to get it optimized as best you can. It's an indoor unit. If it's bleeding outside, you might have problems, but you control the power. Is it handing off to the neighbors? It should auto-config a neighbor list. That should be part of the plug and play. So I know those steps might not make a lot of sense, but the VAR is going to have to call into the integration center. They're going to have to do it. And that's the way it's going to work. So you're going to have to build a process going backwards where the OEM certifies the VARs to work on the equipment. Then you, carrier, the carriers are going to have to vet the VARs or vet the installers or vet the contractors to make sure they have a good, to make sure they're a real business. Two, to make sure they have a good safety program. Then you have a whole new sales force. You have these VARs out there selling for you that want to improve people's coverage, that want to install DAS systems for you, the carrier. So the VARs have a new channel for business. The carriers have a new sales force to expand their coverage for something that they don't have to pay for. It all takes a good process. Chances are you already have some type of SON network or server or a Femto plug-and-play system that you could grow. And chances are it's very regional and you have to know the frequencies and all that, but you could control this. So the VAR would either have to buy it off the carriers, which I think might be too expensive. I think it'd be better if they could set up an account with the OEM. And then you could buy it off like the Alcatel-Lucents, the Nokias, the Ericssons, Samsungs. And the Samsungs, so they could buy off those guys. That way the VAR would be independent of everything except maybe getting approval from the carrier to install there. And all of a sudden the carrier has a new hotspot. And I would stick to LTE. I wouldn't do this for 3G, I wouldn't do this for CDMA. I'm just saying I would stick it to LTE. This would basically be the equivalent of doing a very advanced Wi-Fi build-out. Wi-Fi is very simple. You just plug and play. I know people say there's more to it than that, and especially if you have carrier Wi-Fi, but the reality is with LTE, there is no plug and play that's that simplified. You have to plug, commission, integrate, then you have to optimize. And you do the same with Wi-Fi on a carrier-grade system, so very similar, but it's not as critical. Okay, where was I? So I get very frustrated with the carriers for doing this. Now, I know many of you probably blame the OEMs for not selling the equipment to you, because I see that a lot. You know, a company goes to an OEM, the OEM says, hey, you have to buy it through AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, T-Mobile. We can't sell you that. The reason is because there's no system set up. There's nothing easy to set up. So if you're putting a DAS system in, you have to work with the carrier to get coverage in there. The carriers want out of it, but they are not out of it. They're involved every step of the way. Trust me, carriers work a little slower than VARs. And if you're wondering why, they're a ship, right? To steer a ship, you have to look ahead and you have to plan that path ahead of time. You can't steer in a dime. Whereas most VARs are, say, 30 people or less. Chances are they're in a speedboat. They can turn on a dime. Not in a dime, but you know what I mean. They can turn pretty quick without problems. They can deploy a lot. They have their set customers. They have relationships. Whereas a carrier waits for an end user to call an 800 number to complain, and then they have to work their way through the channels that way. It's very frustrating. Now, if you wonder why carrier deployments or why the carriers control deployments the way they do, I'm going to tell you why. There's a lot of reasons. First, you have the approvals. The OEMs have a lot of work ahead of them before you even see the equipment. An OEM has to work with a carrier. They have to come up with their specific frequencies. They have to come up with their specific features. And it, from what I've seen, these carriers have all these different features, right down to the way they install, integrate, and troubleshoot, right down to the way they talk to the radio. Everything is specific for that carrier. Even power over Ethernet, things like that for small cells. Very specific to that carrier. And I'll tell you what else I've seen. A lot of carriers don't know what they want, except maybe the two big ones, AT&T and Verizon. They know what they want. They know how they want to do it. They do it, and then usually all the other guys fall in behind and follow what they do. And I think that isn't a bad plan, because Verizon worked a lot with small cells. They worked out a lot of bugs. They drove down pricing. I thought they did a really good job. So with that said, let me get back to what I was saying. So small cells, before they're ever released to be put out anywhere, they have to go through months and months in a lab. If you can get something through a lab in 3 months, that's great. And if for all you guys that think you just drop off a piece of equipment at a lab and leave, doesn't work that way. You do upgrades. You have to have someone dedicated to that lab. Usually someone has to visit the lab on some type of regular basis. And all the big OEMs, the Ericssons, the Alcatel-Lucents, and Nokias, have people in those labs, a full-time employee at some point or something near that. They have to be in those labs for the big carriers. And when I say the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile. It's a lot of work. It's not something you do willy-nilly. They make sure it works in the lab, then they take it to the next, you know, eventually they get it out to where it's tested on the network. You have a factory integration test, and you have a network test, and it has to pass fit. So field integration testing, all that has to happen. If you can get that done in 3 months, wow, you're doing something right. Now, the next thing is integration. The way they commission these things and integrate them, it has to be planned. There's a lot of testing. If there's voice on it, they have to do a 911 test, which has to be scheduled with the local dispatch center, you know, the PSAP. So you have to make sure that everything's ready to go. You have to make sure that when you integrate, you can test everything while the installer is on site, because it takes time. So that's another big deal. Finally, you're all done, you're integrated, and it's put in standby mode, basically, the small cell, until it's ready to come live. Normally, you want to be live right away. And indoor, they usually do. They'll probably put it live right away. But you have to optimize. Is it close to a window? Is it going to hand off to the next site? Does it have a good neighbor list? Is it going to be optimized? How are they going to optimize? Does someone have to walk it? In the old days, you always had to walk it to optimize it. But today's world, you can really gather a lot of data from smartphones and you can get it real close. But the handoff is key. You have to have the neighbor list for a lot of reasons. You don't want to interfere with your neighbor, because remember, you're all in the same bands now. You could do interference and wipe people out. So you want to have a proper channel plan. The other thing is, you want to make sure it hands off cleanly. You don't want a dropped call. Dropped call, bad. Even if it's data, dropped call, bad. You want a handoff. Handoff, good. You want a good frequency plan, which means interference, bad. Channel plan, good. All right, got it? Optimize the network. That's the big reason for the carriers having such control over this. And I get it, but they need to come up with a better way to do this. They just do. There has to be a better way. I mean, am I right about this? I mean, am I in left field here? I just think there has to be a better way. So what I did at the end of the blog on wadeforwireless.com, I put questions with actions and answers, and I'm going to go through them one at a time. Took me a little while to write this. So are small cells plug and play? You know, they should be. The femto cells usually are. I think all indoor small cells should be. I think they should be plug and play. Get on that today. Make them plug and play. Work with the OEMs. I think the OEMs have a way to do it. It's just not really out there yet. So the next one, do I have to pre-configure the cell ahead of time? Basically, you could get the OEM or a vendor to do it, you know, give them a standard config file. So yeah, I would do it ahead of time. You don't have to though. The reality is you could configure it on site. A lot of macro sites, that's what they do. They get it out on site, they install everything, they configure the router, they configure the cells, the sectors, the BBU, and the BBU uploads it to the radio head. It's a whole process. So yeah, I would pre-configure. Do it any way you want. You can do it either way. Okay, what if it interferes with a neighbor? That's a problem. Interference is an issue. You got to monitor the site when it goes on, catch a PCMD data. When I say PCMD data, that's a per call metrics data. That's the data they get from the phones. But I think that'll really help you out, because that does tell you a lot. You also have to look at your neighbors for the plan. So before they configure this, they do need the coordinates of where you're going to go. Very important. Plus, it has to hand off to the other cells in the building. They should, in theory, in my head, I think they'd be on the same network and could discover each other. But who knows? If it's a different building with different floors, maybe not. What if power needs to be adjusted? Just like I said before, they need to monitor it, capture the data, adjust it, done. They can do all this remotely, by the way. I mean, it's obviously, it's on a network. It's LTE, for crying out loud. What if the carrier feels that they need to install the small what if the carrier feels they need to install the small cell? Listen, don't do it. I mean, the carriers, they're complaining about doing it now. So get out of the way. Okay. who will configure the radio. Build a basic config file is what I was saying. Build a basic config file, and it could either come configured, like when whoever ships it to the VAR, it could come pre-configured, or the VAR could do it. Or I would have it pre-configured. That way, when you plug it in, plug and play, it configures it the way it is for that particular location. Who will certify the installers? A&A, actions and answers. Let the OEMs manage the certifications. I mean, it's their equipment. Let them handle the certifications. They're doing it today. They can certify the installers. They can test the installers, and they'll test them for everything they need. Fiber skills, installation skills, and RF skills if they need it. Most of the time, you have a design an RF design team that does it. But the carriers need to verify that the VAR is certified to commission the small cell. That's all. Call the commissioning. Call the integration center. Commission it. But all they should need is a certificate from the OEM. Again, they need to be trained by the OEM. There should be a certification for installation and commissioning from the OEM. Okay? Question. Do carriers have stock? Okay. Do carriers have to stock the small cells and spend the extra time tracking and shipping? Listen, this is my opinion. Don't do any of it except create the process. Let a warehouse, a distributor, or the OEM, or let even the VAR do it. If you have a big VAR and he's installing 1,000 of these things a year, let him do it. Which, let me tell you something, that's pretty awesome if you have a VAR that can do it. Let them do it. I mean, I know AT&T likes to control everything because they see a way to make a profit off every little bit of the business, which is great. That's their job, to turn a profit. And if they want to control it, that's great, but they have to build up a warehouse. They have to build up a team to do this. They have to control it. They have to ship it. I don't know if that's the business they want to be in. Maybe it is. Maybe they could just put the AT&T name on a distributor. You know, I think, didn't Tesco do that years ago with a lot of cell stuff? I think basically people would call up a carrier and go through Tesco. I'm not saying they did it with AT&T. I don't remember who they did it with. But anyways, I'm just throwing it out there as an option. Just, you know, if I were you, I would just let someone else do it. Let them do what they're good at, okay? All the VAR should do is call you to verify the configuration maybe and the date of the install. You really need to know the date of the install so you know when you're going to integrate it. Let each group do what they're good at. Let someone who's good at stocking, a distributor, let them do that. Let the VAR set it up. Let the OEM pre-configure it and ship it to the distributor. I mean, that's how I see it. Is it the most cost-effective way? Hey, you tell me once you get this going. Okay, next one. What if it's a large DAS system? Listen, if you guys really are serious about giving up the IDAS systems to let other people install them, don't get involved. Unless it's a high-profile venue, you know, like a football stadium. Obviously, you want to be involved there. You want complete control, but I would consider that more of an outdoor installation. But let someone else do all the work. Let them buy all the equipment. Let them make your coverage better. Let them do it. They'll get paid for it. Someone's going to pay for it. What will be the cost to the carrier? Listen, let the VARs buy direct. If you do this right, you should only pay someone, say a PM, to manage a process. The business, the building, or the venue will pay for the installation and the small cells. You want out of it? This is how you get out of it. You need to define the process to approve the vendors and then get out of your own way. You'll be doing everyone a favor, especially yourselves, and I would think your bottom line. But hey, if you can figure a way to make money off this, go for it, to make money and still grow. Because if they compare between carriers, you might lose. If someone else, another carrier, cuts out their overhead, you're going to lose. So where will we find these VARs? Listen, they'll come to you. There's tons of people out there. I've seen this with small cells. Give them a contact. Put it in a website, something like that. Seriously, this business will boom. There will be a ton of companies that want to do small cells and IDAS. Just a ton. It amazes me how many there are. I just can't believe it. But let them come to you. If you want to go out and solicit people, or if you have friends that do it, or if you already have contractors that do this stuff, let them in. They're already vetted. Work with them. If someone new comes, vet them. Get them all over the country. When I say country, U.S., but U.S., Canada, Mexico, just let them do it. I don't know. You know, why make it harder than it is? What if the enterprise or venue calls the carrier? Refer them to the nearest 1 to 5 VARs, however many you have, the ones that are vetted, the ones you approve. Just have someone sitting there saying, yeah, you want to install IDAS? You want to install small cells in your building? Call these 5 people or send them an email. I mean, honestly, who's going to call you in today's world about something like this unless, Well, I guess they could. But you could send them an email, you could tell them over the phone, whatever. Just set up a process, get a list. I mean, it's a database, for God's sakes. You guys, I know when it comes to billing, you can look up my number. So why couldn't you look up these VARs based on a region? Okay. So how do we let the VAR know what band to install? Create a process. Create a process where they can either access the website or they just call the distributor and say, I'm installing, like say where I live, York, Pennsylvania, and bam, just send it to them. It's that easy. Create a website. Let them know what they're looking for if they, in case they do, you know, coverage testing in the building. But if you have a VAR that's vetted, an installer or a tester or an RF team that's vetted with you, the carrier, let them do the work. Let them clean everything up, and then all you have to do, optimize. Integrate and optimize based on their phone call. Don't go out to the site. Sometimes I think you guys get set in your ways and it's so hard for you to change. So what I would do, I'd recommend the carriers approving indoor small cells and letting VARs deploy them as part of the IDAS system or the indoor small cell system, whatever you have for indoors. If you carriers don't want to deal with it, then don't. Get out of your way. Hopefully the businesses will pay for it. Hopefully the businesses will pay for this ecosystem, this business ecosystem, and you guys can get out of the way. So as far as I'm concerned, the carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Sprint need to go to the next level for indoor deployments. In this case, I would recommend letting the VAR do the installation for enterprise and for businesses. Listen, if you team up with the VARs, think about it. You have a whole new sales team out there, and you have a whole new installation team improving your coverage, selling your system to these businesses that want better coverage. Now, maybe you'll get Wi-Fi calling working, or maybe LTEU will eliminate all this. I don't know. I mean, I sort of see things going that way, especially for common venues for small cells. Maybe LTEU can have multiple, I want to say ESSIDs. It's not, I think it's a PLM. But basically, a code for each carrier is basically what it is. So why not do that? Why not let them do the work for you? I would highly recommend having those guys do all the work for you. I think if you're a carrier, I really think this is what you want once you think about it. I know you like the control. I know you're worried about your network, but that's with the equipment. Think about it. You won't have to pay for the backhaul. The enterprise or business can pay for that. You won't have to pay for the installation. The VARs will do that, but the business is paying for the whole thing. Why not roll with it? You know, you do it with femto cells. Take it to the next level. For crying out loud, let them do it. Let them put it in the DAS system. Come up with a better way for IDAS. So if you don't want to pay for IDAS, which that's what you're saying, because you're saying it's a utility, here is your opportunity to let go. I just laid out a plan for you, honestly. If you're a vendor or a VAR or an installer, here's a golden opportunity for you to get in a booming market. Coverage is the name of the game. Maybe LTEU will take off. I know that Verizon plans to deploy it, or so they say. We'll wait and see. Let's face it. The whole idea here is to get more business for deployment. Deploy, deploy, deploy. All right. Be smart. Be safe. Pay attention to what you're doing. See ya.